News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
On Thursday, the US Supreme Court ruled that New York prosecutors can access Donald Trump's financial records, but the public aren't going to get a look at his tax returns before the November election. For more, we're joined by Anthony Zerker, the BBC's North American correspondent. Anthony, there was two cases that really emerged yesterday. Can you just outline both instances for us, please?
Sure. There were two cases because there were two groups issuing subpoenas for Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The first were Democrats in the House of Representatives who were doing it because they wanted to investigate possible conflict of interests charges against Donald Trump as part of hearings to gather more information, essentially. And they wanted to find out what Donald Trump's finances had. Their case was considered by the Supreme Court and essentially kicked back down to a lower court to gather more information and to balance the president's prerogatives, executive prerogatives, with congressional oversight responsibility. So that case is going to take a little while to get resolved. The other case involved a New York State investigation from the Manhattan District Attorney into allegations that Donald Trump made hush money payments to an adult film actress who was alleging an affair, and whether there were any kind of tax evasion or any other kind of financial misdeeds involved in that. That's why they wanted to see these records. Now, the Supreme Court definitely ruled in favor of New York with that case. The thing was, they knocked down Donald Trump's defenses that the president was somehow above the law when it comes to these state-level investigations. They handed it, however, back down to the lower court there to consider if the Trump defense team had any other arguments. So while they have the right to issue the subpoena and to possibly get the financial records, it's not definitive yet.
Interesting. Both cases have gone back down to the lower courts, and that's likely to take some time. But in the event that they have now been in a position to examine the records, they don't have to disclose the findings, though.
No, they don't. So even if they were totally successful in getting a hold of Donald Trump's taxes and financial records, it could be quite some time before any of it is made public. Now, Congress, if they got a hold of them, they might be more willing to leak it or to make it public. But because the New York State case is a criminal investigation with a grand jury, even if the grand jury got their hands on the documents, they're sealed until, you know, charges are filed against someone or the grand jury finishes its work and the judge decides to make it public. So, you know, that's probably a little closer to possibly being made public, but still, it doesn't look like either case is going to be resolved before the November general election, where Donald Trump is running for re-election. And that was, I think, what everyone was looking for in this case, to see if something could have a political impact on the president.
I heard him calling it a political prosecution last night. He said he was satisfied but not satisfied with the findings. It's a pure witch hunt, purely political. There seems to be mixed messages, though, coming from the White House in terms of the verdicts.
Yeah, it's funny. They're claiming victory, even though Donald Trump's original reaction to the two court decisions was anger and accusations. But they're saying, well, you know, at least in the House of Representatives case, their arguments were given consideration, if not totally upheld. And they're declaring victory in the New York State case, which really, honestly, I think that's a little unfounded. I mean, their arguments were knocked down by the Supreme Court in that New York State case. The reality is it might delay things, but it's moving closer towards a time when those documents would be turned over to prosecutors.
Well, maybe the big victory for Donald Trump yesterday was the fact that he has been given some time. I'm sure he must be a little bit disappointed now that his two appointees to the Supreme Court actually ruled against him.
They did rule against him. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh both sided. It was a 7-2 court decision in both cases, with the Chief Justice, John Roberts, writing the majority of opinions, only two dissents on each case. So, yeah, he probably is a little disappointed in that. He also probably is disappointed. He was maybe hoping that these cases would just go away and the court would side with him entirely, because the reality is, even if he wins election or loses election, you know, he seems to really want to keep his tax returns from becoming public at any point, even if it's after he left office. There must be things in there that he just he really wants to keep out of public view, because, as you got to remember, every president since Richard Nixon has revealed their tax returns while they're running for office. Donald Trump is the first one not to do that, despite, you know, very intense public pressure that he should.
OK, we'll leave it there. The BBC's North American correspondent, Anthony Zerker, my thanks to you for joining us in the programme this morning.